Caterina Maria Sudrio was born in Benevento, Italy, on the 1st of June 2006, the last of 10 children, to Francesco Sudrio and Maria Rosaria Durazzo. She was baptized on June the 18th, the feast of Corpus Domini. Since childhood, Caterina has been known to be a generous and joyful child. She stands out in the family for her delicate sensitivity and affability towards everyone. She easily becomes friends with everyone. Thanks to a big heart, no one is indifferent to her. She is the little friend of those who are alone. She is the silent confidant of those who suffer. And she is also joy for those who are sad, and consolation for those who are disappointed. Every evening, she recites the Holy Rosary with her family. She loves to sing, and whenever she hears the Italian national anthem, she sings out loud with a hand on her heart. She calls the saints her friends in heaven. She also calls Saint Michael the Archangel her guardian angel and turns to him. At the age of 5, she asked for permission to take First Communion, and for this, she puts all her effort in learning the catechism and prayers. She knows very well that the Eucharist is the very body of our Lord Jesus. And for this reason, she could not understand why it was being distributed on the hand, with the risk of dropping small pieces without the priest or whoever receives it realizing it. Once, a priest tried to explain to her why communion was given on the hand, to which Caterina explained with simplicity, "Yes, but Jesus is God." It was at the age of 6 that she started having a headache, but she does her best to hide it. In September, school begins in the first grade. Subsequently, on the 25th of September 2012, 9 months after receiving her first communion, Caterina was admitted to the hospital in Benevento for terrible head pains. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and due to a serious condition, she was given a few days to live. Her head contained a large amount of fluid that had put pressure on her brain. Immediately, Caterina is taken to the hospital in Naples, but before entering the operating room, she goes into a coma. The chemotherapy cycle begins in mid-October. From here, begins her journey to Calvary. A few months later, in January of 2013, she undergoes the tumor removal surgery in Naples. In March, she returns to Naples and remains in a sterile room for about 3 months, to undergo the transplant of a bone marrow. The tests are many, but she faces everything with a smile. When someone would ask Caterina if she was suffering, she would naturally reply, "Yes, I suffer, but we must do the will of God." Every time she needs to be hospitalized, a great friendship is born between the doctors and nurses. When she felt a little better, Caterina would go around the hospital with them to visit the other sick children and help distribute medicines. During her illness, she continues to play the role of a little nurse. Her magnanimous hearts make her forget about herself to make others happy. Towards the end of June 2013, she returns home declared clinically cured by the doctors. But already by August, she begins to show the first signs of a return of the disease. She is then taken to the hospital for all checks and is made to go home. But her parents, seeing that the child's head had a strange swelling, brought her back to the hospital in Padua, staying there all night until the morning of September the 29th. It was during that day that they understood that the little girl was now very sick again. Little Caterina had been insisting with the parish priest that she wants to receive confirmation. She tells him of how she wants to become a soldier of Jesus. And so it was on March the 9th, 2014, the first Sunday of Lent, with great joy, that Caterina receives the sacrament of confirmation. On July the 25th, 2014, Caterina goes into a coma, but to the surprise of the doctors who attend to her at home, she wakes up and receives the Eucharistic Jesus. After a few minutes, she returns to a coma again. The next morning, her condition deteriorates. Her mother notices that Caterina is living for heaven. and so she calls the whole family. On July the 26th, 2014, the feast of Saints Joachim and Anna, while a family gathers around a bed and sings for her, Jesus comes to take her with him. Little Katharina passes away at the age of 8 on July the 26th, 2014. The message that Katharina left behind was joy. Jesus came to bring joy was an expression that Katharina often repeated, and it was this joy that was evident throughout her life. Joy that is not simply being happy, but something deeper, which draws those around you to love life. Katharina Maria Sudrio, pray for us.